You may soon need a reservation to visit one of the country's most popular national parks. Officials at Zion National Park in Utah are considering a few plans to control crowds. There could be a final decision late next year. With me to talk about what those plans might look like is Jack Burns. He's the Chief of Commercial Services and Partnerships at Zion. He's also working on the park's Visitor Use Management Task Force. And Jack, what's the situation at Zion now as far as the number of visitors and the park's ability to handle all those people?
So what we've been seeing now is an increasing trend in visitation coming here to the park, and we've seen a 60% increase over the past 11 years. And so we have been steadily setting record visitation every year, especially for the past 5 years.
Is the park equipped to handle 60% more people over just a little more than a decade ago?
We definitely are not. What we're seeing is overcrowding at our entrance stations, of people having to wait in long lines to enter the park. And then once they get in the park, they're finding that there is no place to park. If they should happen to find something, or they go back into Springdale and find their way back in, then they find themselves standing in a long line to board a shuttle system. And then that continues if they need information at our information desk or to use a restroom facility. Lines are frequent here in Zion National Park. And then they typically get to repeat all of that at the end of the day when they're getting ready to leave the canyon to exit the park.
So in addition to sort of the inconvenience factor for visitors, do all those people and does all this visitation impact the facilities there at all, or the trails or some of the natural wonders that are there?
Definitely. What we really have seen is that we have a challenge now to just keep staffing levels where they need to be, whether it's working at an information desk or cleaning a restroom facility. We definitely see overcrowded conditions on some of our trails in Zion Canyon.
So you're looking at implementing some kind of a reservation system to try to manage all these folks coming in and what times and what days they come in. Ideally, to you, what would that system look like?
Well, we're working that out right now. We have released our preliminary alternative concepts for public review. One would be that once you had your reservation, you pretty much would be able, once you came in through the gate, you would have pretty much free rein of where you wanted to go in the park. But with that, the capacity would probably have to be lower. And the other alternative looks at a more site-specific reservation system, where similar to when you book your trip online, you have a drop-down menu and you start to click on the sites or destinations that you would like to see during your visit. That one there would be definitely more restrictive.
It seems like in some ways maybe this whole situation is kind of a big catch-22, in the sense that national parks are always trying to promote themselves and get more people to get outside and visit the parks. But at the same time, you have so many people at this park now that you have to sort of cut off the number of people who are able to get in at any given time and, you know, try to restrict in some capacity the visitation to this particular park.
Well, it is a bit of a catch-22 in that we definitely like to have visitors come and visit us, but I think it is important to recognize that not all parks share the same problems that many of the Utah parks do. Typically, what we're seeing happen service-wide is that parks that receive visitation of a million or more visitors annually are seeing an increase, while those parks with visitation under a million, in some cases, they're seeing a reduction in visitation. So some parks could actually use more visitors, but Zion is not in that position.
Do you find yourself trying to steer visitors maybe who are, you know, sitting in their cars and lines getting into Zion? Hey, there's another park, you know, over here you might want to go check out.
We do that very carefully. That definitely was a strategy that we looked at a couple years ago in just making people aware that Utah has a lot to offer. But over the last year or two, you know, in meetings that we have with other state and federal agencies, we are much more careful in where we redirect visitors to go, because a lot of these places are experiencing similar situations to Zion.
So you might not be doing them any favors by sending them more visitors.
That's right. The one thing that we think is important is, as part of pre-planning efforts, that we help establish what that expectation is for visitors prior to coming to the park. So depending on the time of year or the time of day that they choose to be here, we really do want them to realize that they may spend a portion of their day either waiting in line or standing in line to get into the park and use the shuttle.
Jack Burns is Chief of Commercial Services and Partnerships at Zion National Park. He's also working on the Visitor Use Management Task Force. Jack, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And you are listening to the show.